A large increase in the expenses for basic needs, food and fuel, is pushing the living wage in Northampton, Massachusetts, to $12.52 an hour, according to the Northampton Living Wage Coalition, a group that seeks to highlight the plight of low-wage earners. The living wage is substantially higher than the Massachusetts minimum wage, which is $8 per hour, according to Kitty Callaghan, a member of the Living Wage Coalition Steering Committee.
So it's really important that workers earn at least, in Northampton, earn at least $12.52 so they can just make afford their basic needs.
The living wage is calculated for a basic needs household budget of a single person with no children. It's adjusted annually for inflation. It increased 43 cents for 2012. The consumer price indices for food rose 4.7%, almost 10% for gasoline, and 18% for household fuel oil.
Really significant increases that are going to impact on, you know, low-wage workers, workers that earn the lowest pay.
The living wage is voluntary. It was endorsed in 2009 in a resolution passed unanimously by the Northampton City Council. The coalition certifies employers who agree to pay the current living wage or pledge to eventually do so. It enrolls individuals as members who promise to patronize the businesses paying the living wage rate. Callaghan says there are roughly two dozen businesses in the coalition and close to 200 individual members.
And we're hoping this year, as we begin our certification process, that we will certify additional employers who will take that step of making this a goal for them.
The coalition is also hoping to expand its living wage campaigns to Springfield and Greenfield. One of the Northampton Living Wage Coalition member businesses is Fly By Night Furniture. Richard Zaft is the company founder.
You know, ordinary people really aren't seeing improvement in their daily life. And this disconnection between large corporations and high finance and Main Street, as we call it, is getting worse. And that's really what this is about.
Zaft says almost daily he encounters people who work for big corporations who could easily afford to pay the $12.52 per hour living wage, but don't. On the other hand, he knows other small business owners who would like to pay the living wage rate, but cannot.
But, you know, I mean, I feel bad paying only that much money, honestly. I can't even imagine trying to live on that, you know, especially if you had a family and responsibilities. It's very, very difficult, as we all know now.
The Northampton Living Wage Coalition each April commemorates the birthday of Francis Perkins, the Mount Holyoke College graduate who, as U.S. Labor Secretary, fought successfully to establish the first national minimum wage. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.